The information and stories in this podcast are for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Content provided should not be taken as relationship or sexual advice. We are not experts. Explicit language and frank descriptions of sex are discussed. This podcast is for adults only. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Almost Swingers podcast. I am Owen.
I'm Gabby.
How's your week been going, Gabby?
Boring as hell, honestly. This has been a boring-ass week. That's about it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I hung out with my family a bit. It was boring as hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just going through the daily routines of work and trying to do the gym and
I think because whenever we're like approaching vacation, I don't know why work becomes so much more pressing.
I feel like maybe just because you're trying to get ahead.
I am trying to like get. I'm like trying to pre-prepare for vacation. And so it's like right now it's just very, my brain is 100% work, boring, kind of hate it. But I'm really excited for our upcoming vacation at least.
Yeah, I can't get here fast enough.
God, I
just
know.
Just another two and a half weeks or so.
I'm doing the thing where I'm already imagining like being like going on a vacation and then ending. And I'm like, I'm pre-sad.
Oh, no. But also want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. We know y'all are out here representing. We know that there's a shit ton of mothers in the lifestyle community. So, hubbies, don't forget to tell your kids to make mom a card. Bring us some flowers. Just remind her that she's awesome, she's beautiful, and she's loved and appreciated, most of all.
Yep.
What are you getting your mom for Mother's Day?
Why'd you put him on the spot like that?
Because we both have moms. I'm not a mother. And so I was like, yeah, like let's get into that. Let's talk about that.
Let's get into it. You got time. You said you got time.
I got time. Now, got time.
I was thinking about flowers or something, but I've done that before, and she gets some like from my dad and things like that. So I was just going to do kind of like a $100 gift card to somewhere that she usually shops and a card or something like that.
You got to personalize the card. You got to write something sweet on it. Like, hey, mom, love you. Appreciate you. I know I don't say that a lot, but I do. They love that shit. Your mom will literally cry. She'll cry.
But yeah, because I know the last Mosaic got her that, what was it, the massage?
Yeah.
Kind did of she use thing. I believe she did.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, you got to think about it like this, too. Sometimes they don't, like, do a lot of stuff for themselves. So my brother is the same way because I talked to him about what we're doing for our mom for not Valentine's Day, for Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, like we could get her a massage or get her some flowers. And he's like, we did that like a couple of years ago. I'm like, you realize people get massages several times a year. Saying that we gave her one a couple of years ago was not a reason not to get her another one. But stuff like that. Yeah, no. Well, I'm grateful that you asked what I'm doing for my mother because it's pretty special. As the most loved child of all the children, I think we're gonna take her to church because she likes doing that. And we're gonna go get brunch. We're gonna get drunk a little bit with it. We're gonna get a little crunk on Mother's Day. And then we're gonna give her some heartfelt cards to make her cry and some flowers.
I'm just a little tired from the week and everything, so
I feel you.
Everything's kind of processing a lot slower right now.
You look like a computer that's like, you look like dial up.
You just see the the now loading little circle.
You're spinning. Oh wait, now because now it would be the dinosaur. You know, like how when you're when you get kicked off the internet and the dinosaur pops up and so you start playing that game.
I actually haven't seen that.
No. Oh, okay. We're going to just turn off the Wi-Fi after this and play the game. It's kind of fun.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. This episode will be about a threesome that we had. Kind of the bi-curiousness in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Mostly kind of dealing with women in the lifestyle and how it's become more, what would you say, kind of expected.
I would say expected. It's kind of hard to explain because it's not exactly saying normalized, because women in the lifestyle being intimate together has always been hyper sexualized. But
so, like I said, kind of expected out of a couple for there to be girl on girl play.
Yeah. Okay. Explaining it like that, clarifying. Yeah, I like that.
Right. But so I'll kind of start recapping and kind of going through how we set up. Mm-hmm. And kind of give a little details of leading into that threesome.
Yeah, I'm going to pre-apologize because it's probably going to be like a lot of me. There's probably going to be parts where it's like a lot of me talking, and I'm sorry about that.
I'm sure they want to hear you more than me.
No, I like hearing your voice.
But yeah, so we kind of went to Colette's during Mardi Gras. Not the one that we kind of spoke on a few episodes ago, but a different day. And it was during the weekday, so it was kind of dead. We kind of talked to a few couples, tried to mingle, but nothing was really happening, and the crowd never really kind of ramped up at any point.
It never picked up.
Yeah, so, but during that time, we kind of saw one a single guy that we have kind of spoken to in the past, but never really linked up. Like, we've seen him at other events and other things, but we never kind of did any, what would you say, push towards play or anything like that.
Yeah, like, it was more like a, like, if we saw him around, like, hey, but, yeah, we never, like, took the opportunity to do anything together.
Yeah, so we ended up leaving Colette's early. We messaged him, see if he would be interested in meeting up. Because we kind of wanted something to happen that night.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of shooting our shots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We ended up back at the hotel with them, had a little chat, spoke about boundaries and things like that. Just kind of the normal banter and things like that before we push forward.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything is kind of kosher, checked okay. And then, but it didn't really take much time to get into kind of play at all. So I kind of let you kind of speak on that.
Okay. I basically, like what you said, like we chatted a little bit. And I don't think, I don't want it to be misconstrued as though we chatted a little bit because, like, we were just rearing to go and get into it. It was late, but we wanted to make sure that, like, he understood where we were coming from. We understood where he was coming from. I think the problem was that he did not say a lot. Like, when we tried to ask him questions about himself, and he was basically like, yeah, no, that's fine. That's okay. That's cool. That's good. Yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay. So, basically, when things got started, it was good. Like, you know, kissing you, kissing him. You know, I like being touched all over. You're going in on my neck. You know, I like it when you go for my neck. Also, if for anybody listening, I now have another thing that I like, which is biting.
Is this because I randomly bite you now?
It does something for me. Yeah. But yeah, so like Owen was like kissing me, and so the other gentleman, you know, he joined in and everything. And I think for the most part, he did take your lead. Like when I was giving you head, he was going down on me. And then like I was flipped over and I like continued to give you head and he was going down on me. And so then I turned around and I think you started doing me in doggy style. Have we began sex like when I was giving him head? Because I was giving him head for a very long time. I'm trying to think towards the beginning.
I don't think so necessarily.
Yeah. I don't think we had started yet. I know like a little bit later we did, but I don't remember if you were going down on me as well or like kissing me or, oh yeah, you were fingering me. Yeah, you were fingering me and like kissing me and everything while I was giving him head. And it was, how to say this? He struggled to get hard. And so I was like, okay, get my head game up. So I like started doing the shit where like I flicked my tongue and everything and like, you know, licking all up and down it. And he did get harder then. The problem was, I don't know, it was like anytime I did something he liked, he, oh God, how did he say this? He got like really, really, really into it, almost like aggressively so. Cause I know I like told you after, like when I was giving him head, like he like, you know, like sometimes a guy will like hold your hair or hold your neck or something like that. Dude forgot that I needed to breathe because I
yeah. And some of the positions we were kind of in was kind of like a spit roasting, kind of you and doggy, me behind you and him getting head from you.
Yeah.
And then kind of we reversed it to where he was, behind you and then I was getting hit.
Yeah.
But then also there was where you were kind of laying down on your back with your head off of the bed a bit.
Yeah.
And he was getting hit that way and I was fucking you from that side.
Question, can you define spit roasting? Not for me, for anybody that's listening.
Two guys, fucking one girl, one usually in the front, one in the back, pretty much.
Thank you for that clarity. Good listeners who needed that clarity, because not me. I know what that what is.
So like, it's basically, yeah. I'm not gonna dive anymore into like I'm the.
No. I wanted I wanted to make sure it was what I thought it was. But it what I'm saying was like he kind of was already doing that before like you were, you know, like doing me and doggy and I was still going down on him. Like you, when you were just fingering me, he would just like hold my head and like, you know, like I would like attempt to breathe through my nose, but like occasionally, you know, it gets very sloppy, very spitty down there. And like, I had to like slap his leg a little bit, like go tap, 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 tap to like, let me breathe. And I think it was, I know it was because like he liked it, but I was like literally being like, okay, it's been like a minute. Let me like come off a little bit. And it was like almost like every time, like the minute I stopped, like he lost his hard on. And so of course, you know, you were fine. You didn't have any issues. So what I would do basically is just sort of like go back into giving him head. And he stopped me. Like once we got to the point of doing doggy, of like me and you doing doggy and me giving him head, he stopped me and put the condom on. And I could still see that like it wasn't quite like fully erect. And he did the thing where he like sort of like stuffed me with like a not fully erect sort of limp penis, and it was not very comfortable.
Yeah, nah, I feel like we've kind of actually run into that a lot in the lifestyle, where, you know, the guy can't get hard. There's just too much. There's overstimulation in the room,
yeah.
Where normally it's them and one other person, and maybe even when they add a second person, because this happened to me, like in a threesome, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But beyond that, or if there's a lot of people watching, I can get, it's still hot to me, it's exciting, but you know, you're overstimulated. There's a lot going on. So I feel like they try to tell themselves they don't need kind of that blue pill.
You're becoming a goddamn ambassador. Hey,
I didn't say
sponsor the, us.
I said a blue pill. There's multiple blue pills.
Never mind.
Not just throwing free sponsorships out there. But yeah, no. So I feel like a lot of guys think of it as, you know, like being inadequate or something.
Yeah, like I have to rely on this thing. When because it's not you. It's the scenario.
It's biology.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like that was the case here where maybe he was being overly rough at points to try to get himself hard again.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, because I think at that point I had some blue pills with me.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I kind of offer it up, usually they get turned down.
Yeah. And I think, but that, and that was the problem. That was what was confused. And that was sort of like my issue with how short our chat was, is that our chat was short because he acted like he did not need, like he didn't need anything. Like, this was not a newbie. This wasn't, you know, the way he portrayed himself online and even when we met in person was like, you know, oh, I've done this. I'm ready to go. You know, I'm fine.
You know, on his profile, ton of validations, ton of experiences and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this is someone that has experience. So maybe it was off night or something like that, or just kind of got too much into his own head.
And it was late, and that was like part of the thing. Like, I was attempting like not to feel uncomfortable because I was like, you know, is it me? Because the rougher he got, the harder it was for like me to feel and get wet. Like, I began to get in my own head about it. Like, oh, is it me? Is it something? But like, you know, anytime, because there was a point also where you sort of like bowed out and like allowed, like, I can't remember. Had you come already or?
I may have.
I think you took a break and then because you came back.
Because I think I did come already.
Yeah.
And I might have taken a break and waited.
Yeah.
And then jump back in.
Because when we had sex afterwards, you came again.
No, I think we actually had sex before he came.
Yeah.
Obviously sex during. Yeah. And then sex after.
Yeah. And that was just such a difficult situation because I felt like we tried to communicate. We, you know, were as verbal and open as possible. And like, even during when he was struggling, I, you know, I would ask him like, or I would try to give him head. And it was almost like he just wanted to take off the condom, put on another condom, and like basically just keep railing me, like the same position, the same direction. I think something that I had said was like the stroking, you know, like how, so I'm positive other people have experienced this before, but like, you know, like if you are just going, you know, straight in and then your direction is also just straight, you're not, you know, going to probably possibly hit your partner's G spot or the person that you're having sex with, or it's just going to get a little bit monotonous. So stroke game comes in where, you know, you start to move your hips into it, or you sort of like change the direction or flip the person. He didn't do any of that. It was like the same position, the same, and it to the point where like it started to hurt. And so like, I just had to like get him off of me and like, asked him like, oh, you know, do you want me to give you more head or something? And he was just like, nah, it's these damn condoms. And I was a little bit confused because I was like, I feel as though most men get condoms that fit them, or they know what condoms fit. But I did see that the condoms were like really tight on his dick. So I was like,
he may have maybe stopped somewhere on the way, bought some, and they just didn't have the right size or something like that.
Yeah. And it was late. It was late. And so it was kind of uncomfortable and confusing. The sex itself was not very good and it was really rough. I just didn't like it at all. And then I don't know. It was like whenever we talked about anything that wasn't swinging, you couldn't get him to shut up. But like when it was about like, you know, how could we make like the sex better or something? I think what I was most kind of, what I walked away from that experience was that I don't think that he realized that it wasn't a good experience. I felt as though he felt like the experience was very good and like he did a good job and everything. And like the sex was great. I've had sex with people like that who think,
well, yeah,
because they're the very goal, good and they're not.
The goal is to get yourself off. It's not, and I'm speaking kind of from that mindset as like a single guy going into something, who's not putting the woman in the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like calling back to our first threesome, where even in messaging back and forth beforehand, he was already asking, you know, what does she like? What are you okay with? What, you know?
Yeah.
What, trying to figure out our dynamic.
Yeah.
But also, once we got there, he was still communicating. On those points. Where him, you know, he communicates some to a degree, but when it was really just about kind of you or things like that, it was kind of more, yeah, I'm good with this. Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it felt like.
Not a bad guy or anything like that.
No, not at all.
It was just kind of maybe just not the right fit for us, and that was just kind of more of a learning experience of kind of what we like, what we don't like, and kind of what might be a red flag for us kind of moving forward.
I felt like I learned, like, if I had seen that again, like, sort of those same indications, I would be like, oh, no thank you, or probably not. And you just reminded me of something also. It's the sort of, I don't know what it's like for a man in a threesome, like with another man, but like in our first threesome, y'all were in very good sync. Like, he took direction from you very, very well. Like how you just said, it got to the point of like him trying to get off. I sort of did feel like a rag doll, like at the, like towards the end.
Where, again, kind of like with the first time, where he played off of my lead, but he was still focused on you.
Yeah.
Where on this threesome, he was kind of following my lead, but not really focusing on you, more or less trying to see where he could kind of get in.
Yeah.
And kind of do his thing.
Yeah.
Instead of kind of make you the focus.
Mm-hmm. No, I guess I could see it like that. I think maybe, what's the word? I guess our first threesome spoiled me a bit, because I felt as though afterwards, when someone tells us, you know, oh, their experience, they, you know, they've done this, that, you know, all these things, I guess I assume that and very, you know, ignorantly so on my part, that the experience would be the same, because, you know, for the most part, I feel as though most people in the lifestyle will tell you that in a threesome or swap or orgy or something, like the goal is to get, you know, their partner off, the other person off, things like that. Like, my goal in threesomes is to get you off and the person, you know, that we're also allowing to join in with us, you know, get them off as well. And it really is very nice that I get, you know, these multiple orgasms, that the attention is nice, the kissing, the sensualness of the experience is very nice and it's enjoyable. And that was a threesome where I didn't really get that. And I needed like some extra-ness from you at the end, which is why I think, cause it was 4 a.m. Like that was the thing too. I think we finished probably around 2 and he stayed an additional 2 hours talking, and we were passing out. Like, that's what happened. When he finally left, we fell asleep and then woke up and but I needed that. Like, I remember when I went to sleep, I was like, I need you to cuddle me. I need you to hold me. Cause I guess I kind of felt used. I don't know. It just, there was zero connection. And I just kind of felt like my relationships in the past, where I never felt as though there was any focus on me in it. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard to explain as a woman. I don't know if it makes sense, but like, having sex with someone, not getting off, and like just feeling used after it. And like you said, nothing against the guy. He was a very nice person. He was sweet. He just wasn't for us, or yeah, at least for me.
Like I said earlier, it was kind of more just not sexually compatible.
Yeah.
With what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So just kind of one of those things that now we know we can kind of look out for it,
mm-hmm.
and try to kind of avoid those situations kind of move forward.
Yeah.
But from my point of view,
mm-hmm.
got some good pictures out of that.
We took
a couple pictures as best as I could.
Yeah. You know,
didn't have like a fourth person there to take them. So okay. I was kind of like angling as I'm like stroking.
I hate the ones where there's a dick in my mouth because I look
bro, those
so
are hot.
I look so fucking tragic in those pictures.
You can see your boobs. You know, got your leg up.
Oh yeah. I remember. Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's, you know, I think it's, of course, I'm, what is it, desensitized after watching porn. And mm-hmm. so seeing the faces of women with the dick in their mouth. And I'm like, how do you look so, like, sexual with the dick? I'm like, I look angry with a dick in my mouth. I look like...
Well, we're in the middle of actually having sex. I'm just snapping pictures in the middle of it.
Okay.
Where they kind of pause. They'll stop moving for okay. a second.
Ooh, next time, go pause. hey, pause, everybody.
All right, everybody. Stop the orgy real quick.
Stop, guys.
Stop. Snap.
All right. Continue.
Go.
So the next segment, we'll be talking about Owen's experience with men.
Pause. What?
I'm just joking. We're talking about my experiences with women.
The voice.
I felt like the WWE.
I was thinking more game show.
You really? Oh my God. Could I be like the next Alex Trebek? Ha ha ha. No. Right.
I don't think they want to hear it.
So, We've been talking about this a bit, and I feel like I've seen a lot of conversation about this on Reddit, and I think you like sort of asked about it, like with me, kind of like how I feel about it. And so we're like, let's talk about it on this week's episode, because once I actually began to think about it, I was like, oh man, I've had sex with a lot of women. I was like, I don't know if I can really talk on this. And I was like, never mind, I can. All right, so this portion is kind of like, it is going to be known as almost bi-curious. And so we're going to go back to the beginning of when we started swinging. When we discussed swinging and getting into it, we both had opposite ideas of what we should do first. I was like, we should do a male, female, female, or a female, male, female. And Owen was like, we should do, a male, female, male. And personally, I felt like it would show me if I could handle seeing you with another woman. But I also could not deny that once we started talking about it, it became like a fantasy. Like, I was like the idea of there being two women, and also, you know, I am very, what's the word? I'm very appreciative of the body of a woman. Like, you know, I being a woman, I know how hard it is to not only like look your best, but feel your best. So like, if I see a woman on the street, and I'm like, I see her outfit. Like, I'm like, damn, girl, you look good. Or I see her hair. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I love your hair. I love your sunglasses. Like, I try to be a hype woman because I feel like it's so nice to hear just randomly, like a compliment from another woman. And also sometimes, because when it comes from another woman, you feel like, oh, you mean that shit. Because, like, you don't have to compliment me. So yeah, like if I see a woman, typically I'm going to gas her up. I don't feel like a lot of like competitive or anything like that. So having like an FMF or, you know, an MFF, which is just female and male, becoming a fantasy of mine, I couldn't deny the fact that I was, like, after we had talked about it and it felt like, yeah, we're going to do this, I got nervous as fuck. Because, like I remember saying to you, I don't know if I know how to please another woman. And I can't remember what you told me. You were like, oh, you just go down on them. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? What are you talking about?
No, I think I said something more along the lines of kind of think what feels good for you.
Oh, yeah.
And more than likely, it will feel good for someone else. But also, going into any situation, you don't really know what the other person likes.
Yeah.
So we've been together for years now. So yeah, we kind of know what each other like.
Yeah. You're right. Like, I could think about, like, what I like as a woman. Like, I don't actually like a lot of fingering out the gate. I need at least a solid 3-5 minutes of warm-up, a clit, kissing, like, all that stuff before fingers enter me. And also, I didn't masturbate till, like, I was in my 20s. So when it came to actually, like, touching myself and knowing what felt good, when we started like swinging, I didn't know what that would be, especially for another woman. At that point, the only thing I had been doing was like rubbing my clit or using the toy you bought me and, you know, using that. But outside of that, I was like, I kind of felt for men because I was like, man, how do you know that like the head you're giving is good? I guess I could say the same. I don't know. I feel like when giving head to a man, it's easier. Because I feel like it's mostly like, keep your teeth away.
Yeah, because I feel sometimes when I go down on some women, when I focus a little bit more on the clit, I don't get necessarily the same reaction that I get from you.
Really?
I kind of run my hands along the body to kind of feel tensing and things like that. And
that's smart.
When I feel that they're a little too relaxed, it kind of makes me feel like, you know, okay, am I hitting the right spots? Like, what is the right spot? So I kind of do different things to see, you know, how they react.
This shit is a science. That's... I feel so stupid right now because you're explaining it to me and I'm like, that's genius. That's so smart.
And I feel like for some couples, they see it as a little too sensual. But in reality, I'm just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. No, that surprises me that you would say like other women, like if you go down, because my clit, you could probably go just like go down on me on the clit and I would come after like a little bit and like with a little bit of fingering involved. But yeah, that's so interesting. I didn't know that.
And you know best. You women can fake vocal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I can feel certain type of muscles tensing up and things like that, then I know I'm doing a good job, but yeah, because I mean, I can feel when a woman comes,
yeah,
and I'm inside,
yeah,
but outside of just hearing vocals,
yeah,
yeah, they can just be saying, doing a lot to just try to get it over with.
Shit, I didn't do any of that shit when I was being intimate with women. I'm so fucking stupid. Oh my God. Yeah. Cause I mean, I've faked vocals, like, not with you, unless there was a time, like, I was mad at you, and I was like, this dick feels good, but I'm not gonna let him hear it from me, and then, like, a real one escaped, like, I was like, fuck you. But yes, okay, so back to the almost by curiousness. So just to give you like a quick rundown of like some of my experiences, A couple that we swapped with and that we've become acquainted with in the lifestyle. I've made out with her multiple times. I think she was like the first woman I made out with. I'm gonna say using tongue, because I definitely kissed women before, but not like in a we're gonna fuck type of way. But like when I made out with her, she was a very good kisser. I was like, yes, girl, like that did something for me. And then I made out with another girl at like Colette's when we went for Halloween, and she wasn't like a like the best kisser or anything. So I was like, yeah, like I could tell she liked kissing me, and I like kind of asked her like, oh, what she likes. And then I did it. I also went down on that girl at a fivesome we had. I made out with the woman in that situation at a house party we went to. I made out with a couple of women and I went down on a woman. And then I received head, you know, made out with and went down on a woman at trapeze, and we also scissored. But the thing about all of these instances is that I feel like what really got me off, what had me doing it more so, was just like the men stroking their dicks around me. Like that made me feel so hot. Like that made me want to come. It was more of the fact that I knew people were watching, and them seeing it made me, you know, feel hot, made me feel sexy, made me want to like really fuck more. But the thing about it is that the actual sexual interactions with other women, it didn't really do anything for me. Like making out with women is fun, but you know, I'm not bisexual, I'm not lesbian. And I guess I, after like, you know, kind of seeing that sex with another woman didn't do anything for me, I didn't want to be deceitful in any way. And so like after that, like before that, what it would be is that if a woman asked, you know, oh, are you interested in, you know, doing things with me? I would say yes. Like, of course, like I'm down with that. I don't mind. And that wasn't me doing, I don't want people to think, oh, you're doing something that you don't like, so you can't. No, like at that point, I was still learning, and I was attempting to also, you know, learn from women, hear what they like, and also have that connection with them. And we met a lot of nice, cool people in those experiences. And it was just the fact that when if a woman wanted to take it further, I would say, you know, with our partners involved, yes. I'm fine doing that, but I don't want to just be intimate with you, because it wouldn't do anything to serve me. And I don't want you to think that, you know, I have an interest in you that way. I don't want to confuse you or lead you on or anything like that.
No, we're looking for an actual kind of, you know, an actual swap.
Yes, a real swap. And if that involves some kissing or intimacy with a woman, yes, that's fine. I'm fine with it in that instance. But what we both started to see, and you kind of like told me about this and I didn't know it was a thing, was that we'll meet a couple and I try to be as forthcoming as possible. Like one of the first questions that comes up is, you know, oh, have you ever been with a woman? And I'm like, well, yes, I have. And I say, but it doesn't do anything for me. And typically the immediate response to that is, oh my gosh, I want to be with a woman so bad. I want to, you know, try it out, things like that. I just don't feel as though I'm the person to do that with, because I don't particularly think I give good head when it comes to like other women. Like, you literally just taught me how to learn if I'm doing a good job or not. I know I got one girl off giving her head.
It's the difference between someone that's just doing it to do it, mm-hmm. where me, I like when a woman sits on my face. I like feeling thighs tensing up. I like to drown in the pussy.
That sounds so fucking hot. Oh, okay. Ooh, all right, let's get through this episode. And yeah, like that. I and maybe talking to a man about it, like is helpful, because like for me, it just, it doesn't do anything for me. Like I would rather drown in a dick. Like when you like stuff your dick in my mouth and like are controlling me, that is the shit that will make me come. Like that. And I know that you like, you know, you might enjoy seeing me with another woman, and that that woman's partner might enjoy seeing, you know, us together. I like that. In that scenario, it's fun. It makes me, you know, feel sexy. It feels hot. I'm okay with it. But I just feel as though now when I try to be clear and straightforward with women, how could I say this? I feel as though they're like, yeah, but I'm going to get you to do this anyway. My goal is, I don't want any woman to think that, you know, I want anything, you know, from her explicitly and without our partners. So I'm straightforward. And before anything begins, I'm like, you know, I like men. In this specific thing that we're doing right now, I'm fine with this. But, you know, we wouldn't have like an exchange just by ourselves. And what I feel, what Owen explained to me earlier about this is that when you say that to couples, some couples have the notion in their head that like, they don't want your partner. They don't want the other guy. They're trying to like pull you in so that they can have, you know, a threesome that's a male, female, female, where the husband and the wife get off, or, you know, a female, male, female, where the husband is getting off. And that seems really deceitful to me. And we've had that happen multiple times at this point. And I have just gotten so fucking annoyed by it. Because I don't like being used. And
well, we haven't had it happen to us, but we've had couples try it.
No. Okay. Well, let me clarify. We have not gotten in a situation where we have been intimate with a couple and that has happened. It's like we're talking to them. We like them as a couple, but we see, before we get in bed or anything sexual happens, we notice that's the direction they're trying to take it in.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like wife poaching.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to kind of make a
You're
unicorn.
You're teaching me so many words today.
Don't act like I know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm just, if I sound like I do, it's all the...
You sound like a college professor teaching a class on the lifestyle.
But yeah, they're just trying to kind of poach away a wife, mm-hmm. to kind of make their own unicorn,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many unicorn hunters that are just,
mm-hmm.
pretty much do anything to have that FMF or...
That pisses me off, MFF, though.
Yeah.
That makes me so angry. I feel like my thing is that, as I have said multiple times, your dick is my favorite dick. Like, I could... If I know that at any point, if either one of us wanted to stop swinging, we would do it and we would be just as satisfied with our sex. So this sounds really possessive of you, but I get offended as fuck when people do that, because I feel like you're slighting my partner. Like, I feel disrespected, but I get more angry because I feel like they're disrespecting you. I'm like, first of all, there ain't nobody in this world I want to fuck more than you. There's nobody whose dick I want inside of me more than I want yours. So my thing is that if you don't feel us as a couple, say that. If you, you know, just say, okay, hey, this isn't, we don't want, but do not try to steal me away from my partner, because I just feel super, super, super disrespected by that. And I feel like that sort of happened like 2-3 times now. And it's just, it's annoying because it's such a fucking waste of time. Like, we like y'all as a couple. And this is the thing. I think this is the reason why we wanted to talk about this is because in these situations, and a couple of them, they've been with like newbie couples. And so I try to give them like the benefit of the doubt, but I've, in a couple of situations, I've seeing that the husband is uncomfortable and that, like, it's really been the wife almost, like, aggressively coming after me. And it's, like, been a turn on.
Oh, yeah. We've spoken to tons of couples where it's obviously they're in the lifestyle for the wife to mm-hmm. have that bi experience.
Yeah.
To have that lesbian experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the husband kind of seems pretty much standoffish in the whole kind of conversation yeah. or the entire experience
mm-hmm.
because he genuinely doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've had tons of experiences like this.
Yeah, we have.
And
yeah.
some just make it very uncomfortable.
Yeah, some are more blatant than others are. And those are the times where I see that the husband, like, seems very uncomfortable because we're not stupid. I think, and I don't know. I really don't like that because I feel like that could be such a turnoff to people coming in to the lifestyle as newbies. Like, I feel like I would feel kind of gross if I got into, you know, like a sexual situation with a couple that was like only going for the female in the situation. And that was the outcome. Like, that would be a very regretful experience for me. So part of the reason why we're talking about this is, like, if you are newbie, like Owen is saying, wife poaching, you know, it is a thing. There are couples that, you know, may just be in it for the wife and they might not really even be ingrained in the lifestyle.
And this is not all to say be on high alert at all times. This is just be comfortable with saying no and be comfortable with shutting everything down, even if you guys are in the middle of the play. Because I don't know how many times we've read on, like, Reddit and things like that and different sites where, you know, a husband is saying, yeah, everything was going great. We got into play. I got a little bit of head from the other wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, she kind of just sat off to the side while mm-hmm. her husband plowed my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, you know, do you want a place
mm-hmm.
or something like that? And mm-hmm. she's like, no, I don't do penetration. I do this. Basically going against all the boundaries and mm-hmm. all the what are you guys into discuss beforehand.
Yeah.
So kind of pulling a rug from underneath their feet. So in those scenarios, you got to be okay with saying, hey, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with this.
Yeah.
And let your significant other know you feel uncomfortable. And if you guys have to leave the room, leave the room.
And yeah, that was a really good way to put it. Yeah, because the goal is not to scare anybody but my thing is that when this happened to me, I was completely unaware of this as a thing. I would say Owen is being very, what's the word? He's kind of being bashful because he does read up a lot of still currently, like, on the lifestyle. So do I, but there are more things I think he looks out for because he is always thinking about, you know, me and protecting me. And so when it happens and we talk about it afterwards, I'm like, what the fuck was that? And he knows and he tells me about it. He, like, teaches me, and then I start looking up on it and I'll see that it happened to other people. And so the thing is really is just we want y'all to be informed of this if this does happen to you. This is not to say also that because the point of me telling you about my experiences with women is because for the most part, they've been very educational for me. And I've met a lot of women that we still talk to today that we're, you know, swinging friends with, lifestyle friends with, things like that. It just also taught me something about myself, which is that, you know, I am not attracted to women, and that's fine. I find women sexy. I find women beautiful, but sexually, I don't want to have sex with women. And it was just an additional learning experience to realize that there are some women in the lifestyle that attempt to take advantage of other women. And mentally, sometimes I'm still a newbie, but, you know, Owen reads into things more and he keeps up on things. And so our goal is just to make sure other people are informed that this is a thing. The lifestyle is great. We have a fuck ton of fun. We're incorporating a lifestyle into the vacation that we're taking in a couple of weeks. And we're super excited about it. I feel like the more we talk about it, the more fantasies I'm developing. I told Owen that I hope we can like fuck in the cabana or something like that. Like, and I don't even know if that's going to happen, y'all. I'm just saying, because sometimes I get shy, but but I was like, yeah, like that would be cool if we fucked in the cabana. And I was imagining it and I'm still thinking about it, because I'm like, that could be hot. But yes, just be aware that this is a thing. Don't, you know, and like Owen said,
it's not some doomsday warning or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the feeling that not every woman has to be bi.
Yes.
Not every woman has to play with another woman. Yeah. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be the expectation.
Right.
And then also on the flip side, kind of shunning by guys and yeah. things like that, because I feel like we've had a ton of encounters
mm-hmm.
with couples that had a bi husband
yeah.
in it. And I'm not, you know, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate, you know, the Henry Cavills and and Hugh Jackmans of the world. But it's more out of, damn, I wish I had that body, rather than, you know, damn, I want to fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get anything from seeing a guy.
Yeah.
If there's not, you know, a feminine body mm-hmm. involved, I don't get anything from
yeah.
So I kind of wish there wasn't so much, what is it called? Negative.
There's
stigma.
Yeah, there's
to the bi.
Yeah, to bi men in the lifestyle, and it always makes me feel a bit for them, because I feel as though the lifestyle is a place to be yourself, be free. Because it's in the lifestyle, it's really like all you can give to people is what you have. You are who you are. You know, at the end of the day, love yourself. And for anybody to feel as though they need to remain quiet about like a certain part of themselves is really disheartening to me, especially bi men, because obviously there are other bisexual men in the lifestyle who would love to have that experience, but because there is such a negative stigma about it, I think we just need to work collectively to be as open as we say we are, you know? Like,
I mean, shit, I wish I can go into an orgy and be like, I could fuck everybody in the room.
I'm gonna fuck you and you and you and you.
Yeah, no, just that even sounds more free.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm just not.
Yeah. And, depending you know, on the orgy, I would definitely fuck some women in there. Like, if they wanted to fuck me, you know?
We already know you want to peg and put a dildo on, so.
Yes, I do. I also was thinking about a double-sided dildo for, like, me and another woman. I was like, ooh, yes.
Yeah, you've done one, and you're already thinking about the next one.
It's too big. I need, like, a more normal-sized dildo penis. But yes, everybody, that's this week's episode, this bi-week's episode. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the stories, and if you have any questions, you know, about any of our experiences, you're always free to email us at almostswingers@gmail.com. We are also, if you have any NIN stories, We know Nin is coming up pretty soon. And so we would love to share some Nin stories on our Quickies episode.
They don't do day passes for Nin, right? I don't think they do.
Wait, don't they?
I don't think they do. I think you have to be like buy one of the like actual full packages.
There wasn't a single day?
I don't think so.
If there is, y'all tell us. Well, we'll Google it. We'll look it up.
We'll just mosey on down to Colette's like we normally do.
I know.
We'll just catch whatever crowd. Because it's pretty wild.
We are not going to find a room to fuck in at Colette's. Not during this. And it's very hard to. But yeah. As always. I'm sorry. I forgot. So we are going to be at Secrets when?
About 2 weeks. The weekend of the 3rd.
Yeah. So a couple weeks we'll be at Secrets. I just wanted to remind everybody that in that week, we're going to take a little bit of a break so that we can recoup. We always take like a little bit of a recuperation from our vacations.
Yeah. So we'll have an episode out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of like we normally do.
Yeah. Before we go. But it'll be, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah. We'll take kind of like a three-week break from the podcast. Just give us time to kind of relax a bit with the vacation and everything and not have to worry about getting an episode out or anything like that and editing it. So don't be afraid or
don't be
wonder
angry.
Why.
Don't be like, they quit. I knew they were going to fucking quit. We're still here. We're still doing it, guys.
I knew they weren't going to make it to 20 episodes.
I knew those fuckers were liars. But yes, as always, thank you for listening to another episode of
the Almost Swingers podcast.
Pow.
Oh, you did a lot more there.